Have you ever looked at another woman and just simply admired everything about her? Have you just thought to yourself, wow, she has everything so perfectly put together? Well, I know that I sure have. Plenty of times, might I add. Seeing these well and perfectly put together women, I used to ask myself, what makes me any different from her? The answer is simple. They already know what their superpowers are. Now, don't get me wrong. Having these superpowers does not mean that everything in life will come easy and everything will just be perfect like a big bowl of ice cream on a hot sunny day. Just peachy, as the saying goes. Life will still constantly throw you curveballs, but you will know exactly how to hit that sucker straight out of the park, no matter what angle they may come at you. However, the key to tapping into these powers for me was to know where my powers came from. The Bible describes a woman as virtuous. Proverbs 31:10-31, King James Version, KJV, describes a virtuous woman as being worth more than the price of rubies. It describes her as being trustworthy and a safe haven for her husband. She is a hard and diligent worker. She works exhausting day and night to ensure that her household is intact and the needs within her home are being met. She is strong, and her strength and dignity can be viewed from afar. She hustles and grinds hard every day. She speaks out of wisdom, love, and kindness, and she sets the tone for her home. She understands that she is more than her mirror image of beauty, but that she is a piece of artwork from the Lord. But what does virtuous mean? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary uses words like potent, efficacious, and morally excellent to describe a virtuous woman. Knowing these descriptions of a woman, how could you possibly not know that you have superpowers? How is it so hard to recognize your own worth? Well, for me, I knew my worth and my powers from the very beginning, but somehow I lost them along the way. A dream deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? Langston Hughes' poem, A Dream Deferred, is one of my favorite poems. I have always had big dreams and aspirations. I can recall, even as a little girl, having astronomical dreams and goals of being a lawyer and a doctor. I wanted to protect the people and save lives. I wanted to walk on the moon and visit outer space like Mae Jemison. I wanted to be a gymnast and perform in the Olympics like Dominique Dawes. I wanted a family like the Cosbys. I wanted to be a wife like Claire and have a husband like Cliff. We were going to be a power couple, just like that. She was a lawyer and he was a doctor, all while keeping their kids, businesses, and home in line. I was so pumped and self-motivated, if not one soul believed in me, it didn't even matter, because I believed in me. I believed that I could conquer the world and take over the universe. I remember one of my favorite question-and-answer conversations came from the 90s cartoon, Pinky and the Brain. Pinky would ask, "What are we going to do today?" And the brain would respond, "The same thing we do every day, Pinky. Try to take over the world." Although these lines were from a silly children's cartoon, they still meant so much to me because I was determined that was exactly what I was going to do.